Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 21st day of March 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours with some of the gravest information ever developing out of the Middle East and North Africa. Also, the ongoing whitewash and cover-up unfolding in Japan, centering in and around the Fukushima 6 nuclear reactor complex. Also, it is in the news, U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of with murdered civilians. Commanders brace for backlash of anti-U.S. sentiment that could be more damaging than Abu Ghraib scandal. Will the U.N. call for invading the United States because their military is engaged in atrocities? Certainly not. But you are seeing and hearing that now coming out of North Africa. And I have the NBC headline here, Illinois National Guard heads to Libya. And, of course, there are two Marine Corps amphibious landing aircraft carriers off the coast. The bombardments, the hundreds of cruise missiles, the bombings, the attempted assassination of Muammar Gaddafi. That's quite a no-fly zone. And lots of arrested development men feel very manly and feel powerful through the New World Order as they buy their 12 packs of beer and go home and watch the explosions. They are cheering and running around happily as the very same bankers taking over from a lower-level minion, a lower-level corrupt individual, a lower-level strong man, Muammar Gaddafi, the very same banksters are robbing you at the same time. And they'd love to drop cruise missiles on your head if they thought they could take over some living space, some territory in doing it. So that is all coming up. Here's the really bad news, and I began to cover this yesterday. The media is now in overdrive right now. The media is now in hyper overdrive, hyping attacks by Muammar Gaddafi. So you go in and you attack Gaddafi, then you stage terror attacks that legitimize your full-bore invasion that's already building up the preparations for off their coast. And then it legitimizes your war and allows you to crack down on your real prey, the 300 million Americans who you're putting through slave training, dog training, of taking your shoes and belt off and your jacket off and having the government grab your genitals and then put you in a radiation baker. It will work quite nicely for them. U.S. eyes Gaddafi terror response. Of course, it's on record, and that was in my stack yesterday. Will you guys pull me the London Telegraph and the PrisonPlanet.com article about al-Qaeda leading the attack on Gaddafi? It's admitted that al-Qaeda, out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia, are running the operation against Muammar Gaddafi. And so we're going to be going over that as well. Meanwhile, SAS smash squads are on the ground in Libya to mark targets for coalition jets. So the troops are on the ground. Of course, that's why the SAS went in weeks ago, as we told you, was to laze targets and to call in grid coordinates for cruise missiles, fighter bombers, and drones to drop their loving humanitarian payloads on the populations. But, hey, will our country, controlled by the globalists, now invade Syria? Wave of unrest shakes Syria. Crowds torch party headquarters. And you better believe that's the black op teams inside Syria implementing what they did 2 years ago, trying to overthrow Iran. It's on. Oh, the Iranians are crushing people. Invade. The Syrians are crushing. Invade. Bombard. This is World War III unfolding. World War III in regions all over the Middle East, Central Asia, bombardments, invasions. But it's humanitarian. And it's also a nice little distraction for the nuclear radiation fallout intensifying as it heads across the Pacific towards the United States West Coast. It's all coming up today. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, as well as DrudgeReport.com, you can see the civilians, including a young boy, tortured and murdered, dead, with U.S. kill teams posing like they've just bagged a 12-point whitetail deer on Grandpa's back 40. Because in America now, being manly is about loving the image of countries being bombed, loving the image of death and skulls and annihilation. Don't worry, U.S. military that are part of the kill teams. You think you're big and bad and evil? The big bankers that run you and use you to power their world government? 11 years ago, they signed the deal with the insurance companies to steal all of your death benefits. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that you'd paid in. Don't worry, they're going to destroy your dollar. Don't worry, they're going to destroy your private property rights. Don't worry, they're passing laws to shut down small family farms and ranches. Don't worry. What comes around goes around. You think evil's cool? You think not having a rule of law is powerful? You think it's dark and mystic and chic and powerful and has majesty to be into? Remember what Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Times, now 9 years ago, came back from Afghanistan after his first tour, told the paper, we go into villages, we kill men, women, and children, including toddlers. And the Pentagon came out a day later on Fox News and said, we want to clarify, we only kill everyone in certain villages. Yes, we walk up to newborn babies and shoot them with M16s. They go in and they take children and they line them up and they just shotgun them laughing. And the Army's own report from Abu Ghraib, where they take the children in front of their parents and they get the battery acid and they pour it into their orifices and they engage in satanic death and evil. Oh, all in the name of America. And then the U.S. government releases the photos to further destroy America's name as part of the end game. And America takes it hook, line, and sinker like a big bass who's had a purple worm drop down in front of him. There's a big Wall Street Journal article today about why do we let them dress that way. In fact, I forgot to print that. Print it for me. Why are 10, 11, 12-year-old girls now dressing as prostitutes as the new style? Because MTV, it came out 5 years ago, had a plan to do that, to sexualize the preteens, the tweenies. And parents buy into that death as well. It's all engineered for societal death. Because once they've got your morals, once they've got you to become seduced by the dark side, you are weak. You are blind, you have no discernment, and you will fall. It is the Bill of Rights, it is the Constitution, it is the rule of law. It is all of those hedges of protection that protect the great jewel of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about must be protected at all cost. And that jewel of liberty has now been shattered and thrown into a million different pieces. And now the shields are falling, evil and judgment is flowing in as radiation begins to bathe the United States, and the media tells you it's actually good for you and culture and others. And as every blessing we had is sucked dry by the vampires, the psychic vampires of the New World Order. And you walk into the gas station or you walk into the corner bar and they've got the war on, not sports, and they're high-fiving every time a cruise missile hits. Woohoo! I actually heard it in the gas station Saturday. Woohoo! High-fiving! Man, the bankers can break international law. The UN can violate its own charter. Woohoo! They can try to assassinate some little petty dictator. Oh, they can send the special forces in with Al-Qaeda backing the whole operation. And everybody can celebrate and have a wonderful time and feel big and powerful. I want to show TV viewers a document cam shot, but for others, just go to the London Telegraph. The West and Al-Qaeda on the same side in Libya. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and the leading Islamicists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA and British SAS, along with Pakistani and Israeli intelligence on record. Brzezinski's written two books bragging about it. They were used as the pretext to invade the Serbs, the Muslim extremist attack out of Albania, led by Osama bin Laden on record. The U.S. and NATO bombed the power plants, the water plants, the factories for peaceful aircraft and cars. They blow Serbia into the Stone Age. They bomb all their major cities with DU. They roll in with Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda began massive ethnic cleansing of the Serb Christians, and our media went, woohoo! And it was all done off of a hoax. All done off of a hoax of a UN facility with one guy that had hepatitis standing trying to get into the food facility, and they said that was people in a camp when they were people looking in from the outside. It turns out the British news asked the guy to take his shirt off. Just like Saddam had babies in incubators, when they were throwing the babies out of the incubators and clubbing their heads. Now admitted a total lie, just like WMDs in Iraq. All lies. And here it is. Al-Qaeda pouring in out of Saudi Arabia. Give me a document cam shot, please. Libya being overrun by Al-Qaeda. Look at that nice young man there with his ski mask on. Nice, nice person. Of course, here's our article came out before theirs. U.S. government backs Libya and Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside the U.S. And that's the big news now in the New York Times today. Bracing for Gaddafi to hit us with terror. He might actually try it. But more likely, the globalist will simply activate some sleeper cells of useful idiots or actual operatives. They'll blow some stuff up, and the TSA will say, see, we're putting you in the naked body scanners. We're setting up highway checkpoints. We've got all the local police trained. for civil emergency. That's the code word, buzzword for martial law. See, we told you. And then, oh, we've got to invade. How dare Gaddafi hit Chicago at the Sears Tower now owned by Larry Silverstein? How dare him hit L.A.? How dare him hit New York? How dare him hit Dallas? How dare him? Don't worry, the Marines just so happened to be off the coast in their giant amphibious attack systems that offload the hovercraft and the rest of it. They're ready to invade for America. Team America. Oh, yeah. We're going to get those guys. Meanwhile, Gaddafi defeated the Al-Qaeda, Egyptian, Saudi Arabian-backed forces, but it doesn't matter. We're bracing right now for Gaddafi. Everybody's hearing on the news that dirty rat's going to try to hit us with an Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. They get to take over countries. They launch them on. They start wars with the Russians with them in 1979. They start wars. You're not told about it until 83. They start wars with the Serbs with them. And if you defend yourself, it doesn't mean the Serbs were angels. It doesn't mean Gaddafi's a good guy. The point is it's part of a larger operation. And people are given this false moral reason. But then meanwhile, U.S. Army kill teams posing with the dead women and children. It's so manly. It's not a sad thing when you accidentally kill a kid. No, it's something to be proud of. In fact, you kill them on purpose. And then you pose with the dead little boy, their bloody body lifting the head up, smiling there with that dead corpse in civilian clothes. Just like Private Gruckheimer said, we go into villages and we kill the babies. We kill the women. And the Army comes out, the Pentagon comes out on Fox News 2002 and says, well, only in certain villages. And those guys are all coming back to be cops and TSA workers. An army of darkness, an army of hell. And don't worry, it's now come out in federal court. Blackwater in Iraq, huge coke parties, men running around naked together, running around naked outside in major downtown areas, firing into homes, into cars, and just orgies of bloodletting. The Iraqis reported it at the time. They said, who are these people? Is this the army of Satan? And yes, it is the army of Satan. America, the biggest user of drugs, the biggest user of porn, the biggest divorce rate, everything degenerating into pure evil, and everyone just loving it and worshiping it and worshiping the football and the sports and the dirtier the comedy, the better, just debasing everything so we can be turned into servile, mindless, gibbering, atomized animals who can't defend each other, who don't have rudders, who don't have compasses intellectually or morally or spiritually, who can't communicate, who won't stand up for each other, who laugh at videos of cops beating people to death or shooting citizens in the back. Total judgment being prepared to be poured out as America begs to be destroyed. And don't worry, the bankers know how to deliver judgment. God always delivers his people into the hands of the wicked as judgment. You want judgment. You think evil, sexy, and cool. We are going to get what the Iraqis got tenfold in different ways. The radiation, the fluoride in the water, the poison, the deadly vaccines. You think the globalists pouring out death and dropping fire on men, women, and children's heads and lining children up to murder them, and UN troops in every country caught murdering and raping children, it constantly comes out in the news. You think these armies of hell are going to stop? No. They're abused, breathing DU, running around demonically enjoying their own destruction. It's a spirit of trampling and being trampled upon, a servile spirit of weakness and defeat and the dull, burning eyes of evil. That's what you want. That's what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. Depression, pain, suffering, cancer rates up by 3,000%, diabetes up by over 1,000% and growing, juvenile onset of brain disorders, people getting Alzheimer's when they're 30, your neighbors dying to your left and right, disease spreading, allergens in the food, GMO, death, destruction, pain, judgment, war, fire, stench, rotten bodies. You want it, you got it. What Hitler gave you, you're going to get it. What Stalin gave you, you're going to get it. What Mao gave you, you're going to get it. You want it, they're going to give it to you. You love laying down to corruption. You love giggling about it. You love thinking it's funny. You love deception. You love being deceived. They've got greater deceptions for you. They've got greater scams for you.
Due to the extreme conditions from the Japanese earthquake and the fallout of depleted uranium, HempUSA.org recommends new important products that are loaded with iodine, microplant powder, green life kelp powder, raw unprocessed red palm oil, and our 10% roll-on clear iodine that heals the skin and naturally puts iodine back into your entire body. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you realize how deadly dangerous it is when shows like 24, The Last 8 Years, glorified torture? When the media pushed it, when Rumsfeld talked about how great it was, when Bush wrote a book last year bragging about it? They are selling you on evil so that you will accept being part of an evil empire. And so you will accept your neighbors being abused and yourself being abused. They are destroying every basic protection against oppression and slavery. Things are serious, focused, hardcore. forefathers understood. They'd been through oppression. They'd been through a war against the greatest empire. I'm getting chills right now. It's so sad how far we've slumped. The lies about how this is humanitarian, about how Gaddafi was going up against peaceful crowds, went on record. It was NATO, British, French, U.S.-backed special forces in there commanding al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Not even debated. And now, I mean, there's al-Qaeda who was used against the Serbs, used against the Russians, being used again. And the public doesn't even put two and two together. It's in mainstream news, CNN, London Telegraph, as a footnote. Going back 4 years ago, and then again 2 years ago, the White House put out public statements saying they were using four rebel groups on the eastern border of Iraq with Persia, with Iran, to launch attacks in the country. And that U.S. special forces were on the ground in Iran. Acts of war! Telling us that Iran's going to launch terror attacks on us. This isn't our government. This isn't our military. Your son or daughter may be in the military, may be a great person. It'd be like a nice person who was German in the German military in 1940. Okay? The country is run by crooks. It's not America doing this. And we better hit our knees and repent and also publicly say, not in our name, what's going on. Yeah, Gaddafi's been in power for 41 years. He looks like a goofball. But he's a strong man who's handed out millions of guns to his people. He's preparing for invasion. They've clearly got an invasion set. There's special forces there, admittedly, for over a month. The invasion forces are off the coast. And the way they're acting is they may stage a terror attack and blame it on Gaddafi and then legitimize a crackdown domestically and more police state as we go into the Depression. What did Rand Corporation say 3 years ago that Paul Watson wrote about? Made big national news because we're some of the only people that will actually read government reports and write about it. Rand Corporation said in the next few years to get out of the Depression, we need a large war bigger than Iraq, a full regional war. How do they do it? They fund radical groups who, sure, I'm sure have beefs with the government. These are corrupt Arab governments, every one of them a dictatorship, either whether it's run by royalty or an oligarchy, and they fund them. In Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Egypt, in Libya, in Jordan, friends and enemies. And by the way, the Bahrainian government, big allies with the West, are now saying it's a Western plot. Well, of course it's a Western plot. They want that whole place on fire. They want to put radicals in because then the globalists can invade and clean out the radicals in each country and fully take it over. And then roll in with the sterilants, the vaccines, the fluoride, the water, the GMO crops like they've done in Iraq. And give them the same death they're giving us. They want a captured group where they can brainwash them with Western media. BBC and the U.S. government just merged as a way to launch propaganda internationally. They were already merged. Google, the head of Google now, they're saying is going to be the head of the Commerce Department. It's all government. You read at SPP, North American Union, internal documents that Judicial Watch student got 4 years ago. At those meetings, the Fortune 100 order the presidents and the Secretary of States and the heads of the Energy and Commerce Departments of every major nation. They tell them, do this, and they ratify it. They take direct orders. The liberals are like, good, tax the corporations and give it to the people. That just goes to the government and goes to the offshore corporations. These corporations are government. They are the government, the illegitimate, stinking corporate government. 200 years ago, the British East India Company was a private government running India and countless other possessions across the Pacific. It's the British East India, Dutch East India Company model. Okay, that's what globalism is. That's what the New World Order is. Here it is, wave of unrest shakes Syria, crowds torch party HQ, definitely special force led, just like it was a month ago in Libya. Are we going to now have our government tell us, our corporate government, we've got to invade? You notice the ceremonial Congress wasn't even involved in this. The corporate UN set up by the Rockefellers ordered it last Thursday. It happened in 48 hours. Will the corporate UN, prancing around posing as liberals, running genocide, will they now call for an invasion of Syria? What about Bahrain? CNBC. I know good old boys are like, good, kill them. Bahrain's our allies, Dumbo. Bahrain King says forces have foiled foreign plot. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads a roll.
What have we told you in the last few years that the globalist stratagem was? That as they build towards the world meltdown of financial markets by design and the public birth of private corporate world government issuing the new global currency, the SDR. What have we broken down that they would do? That what did Webster Tarpley, who I want to get on in the next few days, guys, go ahead. In fact, even in the last hour today, if you can get Tarpley, I meant to tell you. What did Tarpley say the Brzezinski model was? He's written countless white papers, books. He's told us what he would do. He's running foreign affairs for Obama for behind the scenes. Destabilization. Wars, breaking countries up, financing rebels, and then when the rebels fail, you move in behind them in the name of dealing with a humanitarian crisis. We have called this 100%. What did I say a few weeks ago? That they would attack Gaddafi, that that was coming, and then they would stage terror attacks and say that Gaddafi had done it as a pretext to launch a full-bore ground invasion of the entire Middle East, every, quote, enemy rogue nation, but also go after the globalist big enemy, the Western populations that are their milk cows that they're bleeding dry. And now the New York Times says U.S. eyes, Gaddafi terror response, U.S. intelligence agencies are watching for signs that desperate Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, under attack from a coalition air assault, could resort to acts of terrorism against Western targets. See how perfect this is? And then if he fights back, it's called terror. Or if he, even if he doesn't, they'll stage something. The globalists for years, at least five they admit, have been trying to get the Iranians by attacking them internally through terror groups to respond. This is very sinister. U.S. officials are keeping an eye on that possibility, one U.S. official said. Colonel Gaddafi has extensive stockpiles of mustard gas, high explosive at his disposal, that can be used in attacks against targets in Europe or against his own people. He has also a documented history of orchestrating strikes against civilians and other world leaders. All right, now, here's the most important point that people need to be made aware of. What is the Western ally, Bahrain, saying that just defeated with Saudi Arabian troops massive uprisings nationwide, many of them violent? Bahrain King says forces have foiled foreign plot. Oh, who do you think was behind it? Bahrain's king, Hamed bin Isil Al Khalifa, said a foreign plot against his kingdom had been foiled and thanked troops brought in from neighboring countries to help in increasing unrest after weeks of protest. But again, when he shoots peaceful protesters, it's loving and good in our media. At least for now. Will they call for an invasion of Bahrain? They didn't call for an invasion of China after Tiananmen Square or the ongoing stuff in the last 20 years. The king told forces that if such a plot had succeeded in one Gulf country, it could spill into neighboring states. Well, of course, that's the plan. The ferocity of the crackdown last week by Iranian forces, aided by the entrance of troops from the Sunni-ruled Gulf countries, stunned Bahrain's majority Shiites, the main force of protest, and angered the region's non-Arab Shiite power, Iran. So they're claiming, they're trying to imply Iran's the power. Iran, which supports Shiite groups in Iraq and Lebanon, has complained to the United Nations and asked neighbors to join in urging Saudi Arabia to withdraw forces from Bahrain. Now, what's going on to the west of there in Syria, north of Israel? Wave of unrest shakes Syria. Crowds torch headquarters. Crowds set fire to headquarters of the ruling Ba'ath Party in Syria, in the city of Dara, on Sunday, residents said, as a wave of unrest in the Arab world shook even one of the most authoritarian states. The demonstrators also set ablaze the main court complex and two phone company branches. Yeah, they know exactly what to hit. Special Force commanded. One of the firms is owned by the president, Assad's cousin. They burned the symbols of oppression and corruption, an activist said. The banks nearby were torched. So you've got all these dictatorships run by independent dictators or run by Western-backed dictators. And so when the Western-backed dictators kill people and shoot them, it's loving, good, helpful, pro-America. But when it's Libya, or when it is Syria, it's horrible and we've got to invade. And when I say we, again, that's my own brainwashing from the globalists. It's not our government. It's not our military. Get that through your heads as we go bankrupt. And remember all those Obama memos, all those White House advisors saying we need a new 9/11. We need a new Oklahoma City to blame on domestic groups and a 9/11 to blame on foreign groups to keep the wars going and to make Obama's approval rating go up. We need these events. Remember the Giffords shooting. Within hours, they were blaming it on talk radio. Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin. As the internet kill switch goes into place, all of this happening now, all of this unfolding, with British and other Western special forces on the ground marking and lasing targets of the ongoing bombardment, with Gaddafi handing out over a million weapons to over a million citizens, preparing for the ground assault. And the globalists are happy to just split off the eastern part of the country, encircle Gaddafi, and then launch more guerrilla attacks over the years. But they may actually stage a terror attack. Remember in the few months before 9/11, even the Time magazine and Newsweek reported on this, the week after 9/11, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, several aircraft carrier groups, the aircraft at land bases as well, all got ready, and Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. That guy searched the term Bush signed order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. The first link will be Newsweek. I'm going to put that on screen for folks from 2001. They won't believe it unless they see it. A lot of them won't even search it. They'll just won't believe it. So you got all the troops already built up in the name of dealing with Egypt. You've got the amphibious ships that just arrived this week, dispatched 3 weeks ago, the amphibious Marine Corps ships, these big stub aircraft carriers sitting there waiting to disgorge Marines. You've got Illinois National Guard being dispatched to the region. Headline, Illinois Guard heads to Libya. An Air National Guard unit out of Illinois is heading to Libya to help fight against Colonel Gaddafi. I am proud of the National Guard. That means U.S. aircraft in the air launching bombing attacks. I am proud the National Guard is able to play a part in curbing the atrocious violence against Libyan civilians by their own government, said Major General William Inrant, the adjunct general of the Illinois National Guard, in a statement. Oh, really? Is a foreign government going to invade the U.S.? Headline, U.S. Army kill team. It's turned out that was lies about Gaddafi shooting innocent civilians that weren't attacking. Not defending the guy. It's a fact. It turns out he didn't run to Venezuela. He didn't run to Zimbabwe. It's just all lies. U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians, including children. Commanders brace for backlash of anti-U.S. sentiment that could be more damaging than Abu Ghraib scandal. Commanders in Afghanistan are bracing themselves, and they've now released the photos. We'll put it back on screen. Looks like about a 12-year-old in civilian clothes, dead, with a U.S. troop feeling really manly right now. I mean, he shot him, and it's fun. Senior officials at NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Kabul have compared the pictures published by German Newsweek leader Spiegel to the images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners in Abu Ghraib in Iraq, which sparked waves of anti-U.S. protest. Notice it was time to pull out of Afghanistan, just like it was time to pull out of Iraq in 2005. And so they release the Abu Ghraib photos. They want the rebellion. British SAS was caught in 2006. London Guardian, Associated Press, dressed up like Sunnis, shooting and killing Shiites in Basra, Iraq. This is a multi-trillion dollar operation for the bankers. They create the entire war. They fund the terrorists. They fund the criminal groups. They fund attacks that's come out on our own troops by mercenaries. You got to have some kill numbers. They know the troops are going to have a delayed death from the DU. This is full-spectrum war against everyone by the globalists, playing different tribes, different religions, different groups off against each other. Full-spectrum dominance. Get into the mind of the globalist. Understand, but the armies apologize, so it's okay. Does that mean Gaddafi can apologize and the invasion won't have to happen? And remember, they lied and said there was no Western involvement in the rebels a month ago in Libya. Now it turns out the whole thing was run by the West, just like the whole thing against Mubarak was run, because it turns out he didn't want to go along with the Libya attack, the Iran attack. Are you guys calling Tarpley? He's good for 130. Excellent job. I forgot to tell you I want him. Good job. Tarpley absolutely called this in 2008, during the campaign. He said Obama is going to win. This is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to fund destabilization groups in all the Arab countries, and then there's going to be a giant destabilization and a huge war that could lead to World War III. And exactly what he said happened. We even, in Obama deception, show the maps and how they would do it. Of course, Tarpley, we could give him credit, but and he does deserve it because he actually read what Zygmunt Brzezinski said, what the Israelis in the 80s talked about, a plan to destabilize all the Arab countries, including allies, and overthrow them, and then have a war with the al-Qaeda they put in. That'll make some money for the defense contractors. These guys, I remember two, 3 years ago, it was coming out about Blackwater murdering people for fun and the drugs and the armaments and the reports of staging events as a pretext for the West to stay in those countries. People would send me emails, or I even ran into family who were like, Blackwater's pro-America, doing what the Army can't do. Family I have in the military. And now it turns out all of it was true. And they've moved to the Middle East, where they can't be extradited. And I remember 3 months ago, all these reports about why is Blackwater moving into North Africa? Why have they signed a deal with a mercenary group even bigger than them out of South Africa that's so secret, details aren't even known about them? Super hardcore mercs. Because they knew about the new bonus time coming. You better believe there's merc forces, not just SAS and other regular military out of England, are all over Libya right now. And they got their rear end handed to them by Muammar Gaddafi, who's actually a military guy. He's a bold scrapper, folks. He took over when he was 20-something years old. Was he 27 when he took over? Overthrew a monarchy? And he says, I'm going down. He says, I'm going down. I will die here. And he said, it's lies. I haven't left Tripoli. Remember a month ago and then 2 weeks ago and then... They always keep lying to kind of bolster the rebel forces. Gaddafi's fled. We've won. To try to create a mass panic. And he said, I haven't left. I will die here. Bring it. Bring it. Well, the globalists have brought it. And this is what he said to Obama in a statement today. To my dear Obama, our son, saying he's the son of Africa. Says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels. No, he's a son of J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs. Go get that straight, Gaddafi. To my dear son, our son, says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels. He went on to say, if you were having uprisings against your capital, what would you do in America? Well, we know. Even if they were legitimate, they would mow down citizens, and it would be hailed as a wonderful act. The feds would then set off truck bombs outside public schools to target children and blame the groups they'd mowed down for bombing the children. That's an easy equation. If the globalists have to mow Americans down, they will simultaneously detonate weapons, blaming it on domestic groups. They will then go around and arrest all the patriot leaders, including myself. Don't think that's not what they're moving towards. If things get so bad in the Depression that you uprise, they will commit atrocities and blame it on you. It is in the Army handbook leaked by WikiLeaks 3 years ago. The Army does not deny it's theirs. They admit it's theirs, teaching Army captains and above who are in special ops, black ops, how to stage terror. Here's your canteen. Here's your M16. Here's your field manual. Now, here's how you stage terror attacks. It seems to work best when you kill some kids. You're a real man, aren't you? That's why you've moved up to this level. Don't worry. We're going to have you shipping narcotics into America after a few tours doing this overseas. They test them. And they create... And again, folks, I've had family. I'm just going to leave it at that. Who their favorite place to recruit is the Army, who was a low-level Army officer, recruited by the CIA when he got out of the Army. And they said, first, for your training, we're going to send you to Chicago. And the stuff was so horrible that this family member told my dad, I know the family member, they don't tell me this stuff, that he just said he refused to do it after a month. But it was narcotics trafficking, things even worse. Who do you think pulls the hits in America? The Army, folks. They've got hundreds of thousands of former military service people. They've got hit men in every neighborhood. Okay? The U.S. Army is only the induction center for the black op army of the New World Order. I hope you realize that. Their favorite place to recruit is Texas. They love Texans. I've got that from multiple sources. And they love farm boys. And they get them all over the Midwest, folks. And they give them power, money, you name it. And it is horrible, ladies and gentlemen. This country has been... What did... Smedley Butler, Marine Corps Major General, set to be the Marine Corps Commandant, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, who overthrew more than 10 third-world nations. He was approached by Prescott Bush. He was approached by the Harrimans. He played along for 2 months with a plan for him to recruit 500,000 men. They already had over 100,000, former military. Police chiefs on the payroll. Even at the time, liquor running, narcotics running. And he was to lead 500,000 men in a fascist coup over America to link up with Hitler. He played along long enough to find out the full plot. He was to be the new dictator, the president. Just like George Washington, after his tour in office, they said, please come back, do another term. And he said, no, I've done two. I'm going back to my farm. And they came to Butler and they said, you're going to be president. You're a war hero. You're totally loved. You ready for this, sir? He said, yeah, I'm ready. Now, they've already done it. You need to understand that. They run both houses. They run almost all the Congress. Ron Paul has said here on the air that he is in danger. We brought that up. They're raping and robbing everything. I mean, folks, in my own family, I know multiple people recruited who then got out and did not go along with it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everywhere. This is ubiquitous. They've got over 500,000 in InfraGuard. They've got the clergy response teams recruited by this. This is an army of pure evil.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
Why do you think 11 years ago, now almost 12, that Prudential and others could meet with the VA and sign a secret deal to take all benefits from World War II vets through current vets that they have them pay into for death insurance? Why do you think you're getting the news that they've stolen most of the money out of the private and public pension funds? Because they don't care. Because they've got Homeland Security out recruiting doctors, lawyers, school teachers, pastors to spy on their neighbors, to spy on their students. Because they've recruited hundreds of thousands of former military personnel, predominantly U.S. Army, to form a giant murderous mafia who they pay out of the $500 billion in narcotics money each year. America is a giant prison. We've got more prisons than any other country in the world. We're a giant police state. All that's left is free speech, that vestige, and our Second Amendment that the forefathers put in place as an emergency system against tyranny. All we've got is our courage. The globalists don't care about those military men that they've got as attack dogs. They bathe them in DU and deadly vaccines. They don't care about their own children. This whole new war is a good smokescreen from Fukushima and the ongoing radiation being belched into the air. 20-plus times safe radiation levels reported in the food. What, 26 times in Japan? Radioactive iodine in the water. Not hearing about that now. More of that coming up in the next hour. And this precedent for the UN to pass a resolution on Thursday night, and within 48 hours, the bombing had begun, with ground forces there lasing the targets, telling you it was a natural uprising by the Libyans. You think it's a real uprising targeting key installations in Syria right now? The Syrians are corrupt. Gaddafi's corrupt, but do we have the big corrupt bankers that run us launch wars against them so they can get their oil and get beachheads to take over the rest of the Middle East? That we've all got to pay for? Wrangel is calling again for a national draft. That little crook. I'm speechless at this point. But you've got Gaddafi saying, to my dear Obama, our son, says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels, calling Obama, our son, leader Muammar Gaddafi, sent a message to the U.S. president defending his decision to attack the rebels, fighting to overthrow him. Gaddafi, 68, also wrote a letter to French and British leaders in the UN General Assembly saying the Security Council resolution was void and violated the UN Charter, warning them that they would regret any intervention. That's exactly what they want, Gaddafi, is for you to launch weapons across the Mediterranean into Europe so they can invade you. Libya is not for you. Libya is for Libyans, he said. No, it's for the New World Order. Details of Gaddafi's letters were released by the Libyan government spokesman at a news conference in Tripoli. Defending his decision to attack rebels, Gaddafi told Obama, Al-Qaeda is an armed organization passing through Algeria, Mali. What would you do if you found them controlling American cities with power and weapons? Well, Gaddafi, you know they're running them. What would you do? So I can follow your example. Trying to strike a personal note, Gaddafi prefaced his letter saying to our son, His Excellency Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, I have said to you before, who they've met and hugged, that even if Libya and the United States of America enter into war, God forbid, you always remain our son. Your picture will not be changed. In his letter, Nicolas Sarkozy, David Cameron, and Ban Ki-moon, Gaddafi said, Libya is not yours. Libya is for Libyans. The Security Council of the Revolution is void because it is not, according to the Charter, to interfere with internal affairs of a country.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.